Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer on resting and remembering this Holy Wednesday together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer to Rest and Remember This Holy Wednesday, written and read by Chris Eyte. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." John chapter 4, verses 10 to 13. I was looking on YouTube recently and looked up my old university. I came across a very old video by chance, in which someone mentioned me by name. It was rather strange, suddenly having this window back in time, and it brought back a number of memories, good and bad. We all have our life stories, don't we? The Samaritan woman at the well certainly did, and there's a reason why Jesus spent time with her. That's an important point to remember. Jesus never did anything without a reason. This woman had kept burdens for many years, and perhaps felt that she had led a number of parallel lives, in that sense, involving different men at various points throughout her adulthood. She had become a caricature of her real self, drinking from wells to slake an inner thirst, but never being satisfied. I opine that she had lost her identity, and in the process her heart had become burdened. And then she meets this man when she goes to fetch water, but he is not like other men. This is the Holy One, and he invites her to drink from a spiritual well, which is so deep and so satisfying that it wells up to eternal life. She is stunned by this strange invitation, but feels at ease in his presence to sit and simply talk with him. She has space and time to tell him everything, to rest with him. Perhaps she can tell him things that she'd never been able to say to other people. The Samaritan woman found, at last, someone to listen to her story. And Jesus was very willing to listen to her tale, but there was a condition. She had to listen to his story in turn. And that story was and is the word of life, transforming everything. Surely the Reverend Francis Rowley summed this story above all stories perfectly in his hymn of 1886. "I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray, threw his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way." This Holy Wednesday, we are invited, just like the Samaritan woman, to rest and remember Jesus and his story of salvation for us. We contemplate and receive his invitation to eternal life, guaranteed through the cross and resurrection. We remember too that he was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights. The Lord understands human frailties because he has personally experienced it. We have no hope in ourselves, but we can rest just like the woman at the well and remember the Saviour who poured out his own body for us to stand up into an everlasting life. Let us pray. Father God, today I want to thank you for the hope I have in you. You know my story, and you invite me to know your story, which is that you loved us so much that you came into the world as Jesus Christ to give me eternal life. Thank you that these truths are real, and your beautiful Holy Spirit is the guarantee of what is to come. Help me, Lord, to push back from the past and hold on to you the future. Today I do want to rest in you and remember you, because you are life to me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.